It's funny, isn't it, that although we know that one day we'll pass from this life into the next, day to day, we think and act as though we'll live on this earth forever. We have plans for tomorrow, next week, next month, even next year. But one day, each one of those forward entries in our respective diaries will become completely meaningless. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. So the question we need to ask ourselves is this: am I ready to go? Well, are you? Because although we hope to live a long and healthy life, that may not be God's plan at all. Do you remember Jesus' parable of the rich fool whose land had produced abundantly? Luke chapter 12, beginning at verse 17. He thought to himself, what will I do? I don't have anywhere to keep all my crops. Then he said, I know what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones. I'll put all my wheat and all my good things together in my new barns. Then I can say to myself, I have many good things stored. I've saved enough for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and enjoy life. Look at his language. I, me. What a huge success I've become. I'll do what the world's taught me to do. I'll store up my wealth. I'll live a good life, and I'll make myself happy. It seems that he had a plan for everything in his life, except eternity. We'll see how that panned out for him tomorrow. But for the moment, can I ask you this? Are you ready to go? Are you ready to meet your Maker? That's God's word, fresh for you today. It's easy to allow our lives to veer off course. It happens. Then there are the consequences. But here's some good news for you, because the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever needs you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.